947-2313 and rely on the professionals at Sam's to schedule your conventional oil change, $24.95. Also offering synthetic and diesel oil changes. Sam's Auto Specialists of Unionville, the one stop for all your automotive needs. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, staff, and students of the Putnam County R1 School District in Unionville are proud of their athletes for their teamwork, good sportsmanship, and hard work during every event. These same athletes show that same determination in the classroom. The Midgets are dedicated to their studies and to their future. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Putnam County R1 School in Unionville encourages all Midgets to keep up the good work in everything they do.
We have a Megan and Marceline for you here on 99.9 and centralmoinfo.com as we're inside a minute until a tip-off. South Shelby victorious earlier today against Putnam County. This broadcast brought to you by ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Health Care Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Shannon Ray, your local shelter insurance agent, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Robach, your State Farm insurance agent, and Long Branch Trophies and Awards, all of Macon. Acme Termite and Pest Control, Baker Insurance Agency, Brookfield Physical Therapy, Martin House Motel, Pershing Memorial Hospital, Brookfield Senior Center, Bailey Brothers Collision Center, Extreme Recreation, all of Brookfield.
Number five,
the Marceline starters are introduced.
Number 23,
Luke Ablin, Desmond Bessler, Garrett Pickman, Wyman-Loy, and Carlos Valdez.
Our time is coached by Jordan Allmore, assisted by Mark Ross. Best of luck to both teams.
Making it in its road blacks, white numbers, orange trim. Marceline in its home whites with black numbers and gold trim. Making left to right, Marceline right to left. And the opening tap in the hands of the Tigers. Marceline in search of its first win this season. Ablin holds right side, fires it middle. Bessler open right corner. Passes it up top, Ablin, in a Marceline reset. Ablin walks with it, and there comes the call. And possession to Macon. Macon 4-7 on the year. It played in the tournament championship of this event a year ago, where it lost to Milan, its first tournament championship appearance in 5 years. As Hogsett drives, left block, layup misses left, knocked around, out of bounds baseline, and possession to Marceline. But last night, Macon fell to Brookfield 65-52. And with some margin of victory factors in this tournament with a couple of fewer teams this year, it's Putnam County in the championship while Brookfield went to the third place game. Ablin, right corner, three-pointer, air balls it. Offensive rebound underneath, layup misses for Pickman. And we have a whistle on the baseline. That foul called on Blake Class is first. Inbound up top, tipped, but it stays with Malloy and Marceline. Right corner, Fessler thought about the three, attacks right block, layup block from behind. Offensive rebound and a foul on the follow. That's on Seth Bray, his first. Valdez's first. Free throw swishes. He's up on the second. Back iron. Rebound Bray making possession down 1-0. A minute 10 play. Waller zigzags right side and steps out near corner. Needs some help. Knocked around. Fessler hounds him. And it's onto the near wing for Class. Who heads up top? Rickenberg near corner with his first touch. Waller in the middle, right elbow out of control, shot short. Out of bounds baseline in possession of Marceline. Tigers ball, 1-0 it leads. Minute 45 expired. Harrison hands off near wing, pass into the middle, take it. Hogsett all alone, left block, jams it home. He had 33 last night. The Crest All-Star puts Macon in front, 2-1, 2 minutes expired. Right side, Harrison. Rips it to the near wing for Ablin. He dribbles up top and hands off. Near side, Malloy, five-footer fouled, and he'll head to the line. Shot came up short. Malloy's first. Too strong. Marceline 0-10 on the year. Next plays at Harrisburg. It's second free throw, ties it at 2. Wyatt Malloy with his first point. 5:40 to play first quarter. Left corner 3, Rickenberg bottoms. And the 5'8 freshman hands making a 5-2 lead, 2.5 gone by. Pass into the middle, and Rickenberg a steal. The freshman accelerates. Right block, hands off, left side, short jumper, Class is through. A quick 5-0 run for the Tigers of Macon. It's Tigers on Tigers here, two different conferences. Marceline and the Lewis and Clark making out of the Clarence Cannon. 7-2 Macon, 3 minutes played. Left block layup answers, though, for Ablin. Seven to four Macon, 4:50 first quarter. Waller up top plucks it. Scored 17 and Macon's lost to Moberly early in the season. Left side, Rickenberg, another three. Can't get back to back, halfway down. Offensive board, Class, 8-footer front rim. Minute. Nine to four Macon. 4:20 first quarter. Rickenberg pressures the ball. It's right side, kicked up top. Harrison throws near corner. Ablin drives, reverse, slap front rim in 2. Back the other way. Hogsett draws a foul, layup to the bottom of the rim. So he'll head to the line for a couple. Struggled at the line a night ago, but connects on the first. I mentioned that Macon-Moberly game earlier. It was an overtime loss for Macon. Hogsett scored a career-high 37 in that contest. He's got 4 this afternoon. 11-6 Macon, middle of the first quarter. Ablin stepped on the black paint on the sideline and possession to Macon. Tigers coached by second-year head man Dale Devenport, previously at Madison. Rickenberg cuts left side and snags. Drives, 8-footer left side, swishes. Dale Devenport was directing him to run through, as in go baseline and curl around. Did that to instruction, and it paid off. 13-6 Macon in front. 3:20 first quarter. Right side, Malloy gives near side. Back out. Harrison, right side. Three, got it. Thirteen to nine, and we have a travel call. And possession to Marceline with a 13-9 deficit, 2:59 first quarter. Fessler sneaks into the front court, throws it right side. Pass middle, Valdez right block, and a blocking foul called underneath on Waller. Abelin right side, throws for Fessler, cross court near side. Malloy tries a three, buries it. Marceline sneaks back in. Macon in front, 13-12, 2.5 first quarter. Waller kicks out, near corner three, Nobles left rim. Rebound Marceline, the Tigers with a chance to take the lead. 13-12 their deficit, 2:20 first quarter. Right side, Abelin thought about a go-ahead three, but passes up top. Tanner Lytleman defends the ball. Right side, Pickman stops his dribble. Flies it near corner. A three for Fessler. Can't get two in a row. Rebound Hogsett, and he draws a foul from Fessler. Inside 2 minutes to play first quarter. 13-12 Macon with possession left to right out of the Clarence Cannon Conference. The reigning tournament runner-up as we have a travel called on the far side on Blake Class. Near side, Abelin edges left block layup. Ben Marceline takes the lead. And a foul called on the other end. 14-13. Marceline's in front. Minute and a half to play first quarter. Ball in the baseline inbounder. On the L in Marceline. Gold letters in the black paint. Waller holds in here side three left rim. Tipped up. Rebound Marceline. And a blocking foul called in transition. That goes on Lytle, his first. Fessler in the front court. Circles right side. Throws over the head. Malloy drives right block. Runner. No offensive foul on top of it. Malloy has two. 14-13, making trails with possession left to right. Minute 05, first quarter. Near corner, Vincent all alone. Reversal far side, Class. Couple of ball fakes. His father and head football coach, Pete Class, sits at the end of the Macon bench. Keeping the book. Side to side, Waller. Left side layup off glass for a deuce. 15-14, making back in front. 40 seconds first quarter. Fessler into the front court. Stops. Goes over the head near side. Knocked around out of bounds. And possession stays with Marceline. Couple of substitutions as Fessler and Malloy depart. Will Heller checks in for the first time. Also Christopher Dixon for the Tigers of Marceline. Near wing, Valdez, pass tipped and intercepted. Bacon ball up 120 seconds, first quarter. Hog set, jump stop, left block, layup off, right, offensive rebound, second try, foul, and free throws.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for football season. And the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Ryan understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon for your home and auto insurance today.
Now more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
Start of the second quarter, in possession left to right here at Marceline High School in the fifth place game. Apologies for that early departure from the first quarter. We actually had Hogsett make one of two free throws, and there was a three-pointer from Luke Ablin on Marceline's side. Last left side runner rattles in. He has six. Travel in the backcourt as Will Heller gets tagged with that whistle, and possession of Macon with its 18-17 lead, 7:46 to play in the first half. Near corner, Rickenberg. Drive baseline, double dribble call. Possession of Marceline. Ablin into the front court for the Tigers. Back pedals near corner, needs some help. Gets it off and a foul call. 7.5 to play first half, 18-17 Macon. That foul goes on Rickenberg. Near side Ablin. We have an illegal screen, it would appear. And that is the case on Pickman. So Macon basketball left to right. 40 seconds into the second, an 18-17 lead. Near side, Lytle launches a three, left rim. Offensive rebound. Left side, Rickenberg, contested triple for him, well short. Rebound far side, Dixon, now a loose ball. Macon keeps it in a right block layup for Lytle. Marceline into the front court, 20-17. It leads in a travel call on the far side. Macon ball left to right, 20-17. It leads, 6:45 to play in the first half. We welcome those of you in from Acres as Truman defeated UIndy 73-51. We're at the Marceline tournament. It's the fifth place boys game. Rickenberg, runner, and an offensive foul called, and possession to Marceline. That is is his second. Marceline in search of its first win on the year, making 4-7, fell to Brookfield last night, 65-52, which went down as somewhat of a surprise, as Macon a favorite to reach the title game after it fell to Milan a year ago in the championship, as we have a 1-1 with another foul called, and Marceline will head to the line. Milan back in the championship this year, plays Putnam County, a fellow Grand River East team, later tonight. Missed foul on Lytle. So Ablin with his 9 points at the charity stripe. And give him 10. Ablin, a 6'2 sophomore, pretty long arms too. Curious to see if he'll continue to grow a bit or what. Shoots the ball pretty well already. Might become a bit of a player, needs to add some muscle. 20-19, making lead, 6-10 first half. Vincent chucks it far side. Noble's left side, triple short. Long rebound, Valdez. And Ablin trots front court. Fessler skips right corner. Dixon back for Fessler. Crosses over. Attacks, then an offensive foul call. Be curious to see if this was an illegal screener on Fessler, because it didn't seem to be a whole lot of contact there unless he threw a bow by accident, a bow meaning elbow, as that is the third foul on Fessler. It does go on him. Granted, we're on the opposite side of the floor from that action, so tough to see what may have transpired on that play. Waller straight away for making. The all-conference quarterback with a floater short and a rebound for Marceline. 20-19, it trails. 5.5 to play first half. 10-footer in the middle. Malloy off glass scores. Left corner three. Macon can't answer. Tipped up. And a rebound, Marceline. Malloy accelerates. Hands off right corner. Now Ablin up top. Class defends on him. Heller straight away, pops it middle, it's tipped, and Hogshead has it. Macon basketball. Outlet, left block layup, Class right rim, tipped out of bounds baseline, and possession to Marceline. Twenty-one to 20 the lead for the Tigers. 4:40 first half. Ablin, a little out of control, led possession to Macon. Glass throws back door, Waller. Couple of ball fakes, spins, hands off middle, stays Macon. Hawk set, left block, layup blocked away. Second try, hacked, and a foul call, and more free throws for Jamison. Hogshead, black leg sleeves. His first free throw short. Hogshead with his second 30-point game of the year last night. He had 33 after he had 37 against Macon in the third game, which was Macon's first loss in overtime to Moberly. Hogshead misses both, but Macon with the offensive rebound. 4:15 to play first half, down 21-20. Left side, Nobles thought about three. Drives, loose in the middle, stays Macon. That got tipped around and pushed out to the perimeter. Hogshead, opposite a screen. Right block, lob, offensive foul. Hogshead. Somewhat indecisive on that one. Left his feet to pass, got tagged with the charge. Middle of the second quarter, Ablin, near side three for Marceline, left crevice of the rim, rebound Macon, down 1:45 first half. Hogshead sprints, left block, layup, Macon in front. at coast-to-coast speed for Jamison Hogsett, who many view to be the best raw athlete in the Clarence Cannon Conference. Malloy back the other way. Loose near side. Marceline Ball near side three. Weller right rim. Out far sideline and possession to make it. It was loose on the baseline. Nash Waller tried to peg it off of Marceline to get it to go off them before he fell out of bounds. But it stayed in bounds after being pegged. And Marceline recovered there before the missed three. 3.5 to play first half. Macon in search of its first victory. Up 22-21. Three straight away. Vincent right rim. Well off, in fact. And Marceline rebounds. Malloy twirls right side. Class defends. Now Dixon gloves it right side in front of the Marceline bench. Noble's tight defense. And it's rewarded with a travel call. And a possession to make it. Left side, Nobles. Throws up top. Waller straight away. Sidesteps into a three-pointer and hits. ...25-21, Macon's leading a steal. Hawks at 2-on-1, right block, left block from behind, but a foul call. That's on Malloy, and that's more free throws for Jamison Hogsett. That is three on Malloy. And the first free throw for Hogsett, true. And the second's on net. Weller floats it far side. Dixon over the head, middle Weller. Bounce pass, left block, layup over the shoulder, Pickman rolls in. Macon, 2:20 first half. Nobles, left block, runner, offensive foul. Shot went in, so the Macon fans don't like it. Substitutions. Valdez may have a bloody nose, not quite sure. But assistant coach Mark Ross steps out of the building with him for a moment. Pass left block, Pickman, hands off right side. But Vincent got in the way of it, but he's out of bounds with his foot on the line. So possession stays with Marceline. Ablin straight away. Calls for a screen left and gets it. Scoops it middle. Three up top. Dixon on that. Back-to-back games with a three for Dixon off the bench. 27-26 Macon. A minute 50 to play in the first quarter. Waller left elbow jump shot right rim. Rebound Marceline. Right side, Dixon. Couple of ball fakes. Hands off Fablin, right corner, open three for the lead. No. Long rebound near side, Heller, and it stays with Marceline. Ablin on the Tiger logo at midfloor, much like the Mizzou logo. Ablin, layup in traffic, short. Offensive rebound, and a jump ball call. And possession remains with Marceline on the arrow. Minute 10 to play in the first half. A 27-26 lead. For Macon. Mm-hmm. Bounce pass, left block. Ablin pops it near corner. Heller's three-pointer's too strong. Out of bounds, far side. Possession to make it with a 27-26 lead. A minute 02 to play in the first half. With this much time on the clock, wouldn't think Macon would hold for one, but we'll see. They're trying to just do anything to get their offense going. Vincent straight away. Zips near side. Bounce pass middle. Waller, ball fake. Right block. Lay up front rim, but a foul called. Then two free throws ahead. That's the second on Pickman, but Waller unable to get the first free throw. Waller second, rolls in. He has six. ...28-26 Macon, 40 seconds first half. Fifth place game at the Marceline Tournament. Girls third place up next. Bounce pass, left block. Layup, Pickman blocked from the weak side, but a foul called on Waller. His second. So the sophomore Pickman to the line. He's got 2 points on the day. A couple more would tie it up in the first half. His first, good. Beckman with a few dribbles, bends, rises, releases, and ties it. 28 all, 30 seconds first half. Expect Macon to hold for one here. Left side, Vincent. Noble circles up top. Near side, Class catches. Rolls it middle. Now Vincent left side. Near side, Class dribbles up top to the Tiger logo with 10 seconds first half. Tied at 28. Near wing, Waller. Into the near corner. Three, Noble's right rim. Offensive board. Class flips it up, draws the foul. Shot waved off, but free throws. Both teams in the double bonus. So with a half a second to spare, Blake Class gets to the line for a couple of free throws. And the first for the junior off to the left. Class just a 53% shooter this season. His second is good. Half a second. And a prayer from 70 feet doesn't touch anything. So 29-28, the lead for Macon at the break. Ben, did you get South Shelby's head coach? He did. So we will hear from Luke O'Loughlin at the half. We'll come back in just a moment. 29-28, Macon's advantage at the break. You're listening to 99.9 The Captain and Superstation Crest as we simulcast for the Truman action. KRES Moberly and KIRK Macon as we are just a couple minutes to the top of the hour. 29-28 Macon at the half on regional radio.
Do you have questions about your financial security?
Unsure about your retirement savings plan?
Wondering if your mortgage rate and plan are in your best interest?
Let Regional Missouri Bank help give you peace of mind.
Visit any of our six conveniently located branches and find out about residential, agricultural, or commercial loan rates. Offer of credit subject to credit approval.
Check out our CD rates and IRA agreement plans. Some restrictions may apply.
Regional Missouri Bank, where their customers are their priority. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
With adjust reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Here post-game, South Shelby head coach Luke O'Loughlin. And coach, you guys got the fifth place win in the Marceline tournament. For this game, what would you see from your girls?
Oh, I mean, first half we obviously struggled quite a bit. Diana Meredith got in foul trouble, and you know, they do a lot for us. And we had some other girls that had to try and step up and do some things. And in the first half, that didn't really happen very much. But in the second half, I felt like everybody stepped up. You know, we started moving the ball a lot better offensively and actually hitting a few layups. So, you know, that definitely gives you a little momentum. And when you're making those things, and your score keeps piling up, you get some momentum. But when you miss them, they're just deflating, and then your defense lacks, and then you don't play confident on offense. So, you know, the second half, we were able to get the things going, and that helped a lot.
Yeah, certainly the passing improved in that second half. What do you think helped to get the passing game going well?
Well, I think we started taking what they're giving us instead of trying to force what we thought might be there. You know, the first half, I don't know how many passes we just threw out of bounds, you know. I don't know how many turnovers we had in that first half. It was quite a few, and most of them were unforced, you know. They just went flying out of bounds. So, you know, we were able to work it instead of trying to force it and work it around. And they were running zone, and we made the zone shift a little bit. Got it in down that short corner, dump downs. Diane and Mallory were able to put a lot of baskets in off of that, so that was good.
So you guys finished the tournament with a win. As you look back the whole week, what did you learn from your team this week?
Well, we're down to 11 girls on the team. We had a JV game on Wednesday, and all but the three seniors played in that. And then we played three games in a row this tournament. So, you know, that's our fourth game in a row in 4 days. And, you know, I thought they didn't feel sorry for themselves. They didn't act like they were all dead tired. They finished the game instead of feeling sorry for themselves having to play four games in a row. So, you know, it did show me that they got a little bit of guts and they can finish a game and finish a tournament.
All right, thanks, coach.
Yep, thank you.
Olda Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Olda Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Olda Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Olda Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Olda Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Marceline R5 School District are very proud of their Tigers and Lady Tigers. The student-athletes have put in many hours of long, hard practice in preparation for the basketball season. It's reflected year after year by the long-standing tradition of determination and striving to do their best. It's teamwork at its best, which also includes the coaches, cheerleaders, band, support staff, and all those involved in making each game possible. Go get them, Tigers!
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Now more than ever, we're all looking to maximize the life of our vehicle. When it comes to collision repair, that means quality and workmanship. The kind of service you can expect from Bailey Brothers Collision Repair at Smith Motors in Brookfield. Whether it's hail damage, small dents and dings, or major collision damage, Bailey Brothers can handle the job. You can rest assured the work will be done right with no insurance hassles. Call 258-5005 or stop in for an estimate behind Smith Motors in Brookfield. Bailey Brothers Collision Repair, the ones you can trust.
is Macon's lead here on Regional Radio. Second half, about set to begin. As Ben Wittenstein will join us here on Regional Radio. His pipes are recovered from that South Shelby victory against Putnam County in the earlier contest. Jamison Hogsett with 9 points for the Tigers to lead the way. Meanwhile, Luke Ablin led the charge for the Tigers of Marceline with 11. Macon basketball, right to left, and it's road blacks, white numbers, orange trim. Nashwaller inbounds near sideline, and Blake Class tiptoes into the front court. And hands off for Waller. Motion play and a foul call. Luke Ablin a little bit hobbled after that one, but worse off for him. He's the one who drew the foul call, too. Class hands off for Waller again, who twists midfloor, a lot of contact. Waller still with it, flips it near corner. Class in the middle, 10-footer, right rim, tipped up, and a rebound Valdez back into the game. He had a brief blood check in the first half. 40 seconds played, third quarter. 29-28 Macon. Marceline possession. Jordan Auburn in search of his first head coaching win. And we have an illegal screen call from the far side.
They've certainly been calling plenty of offensive fouls in this one.
Yeah, we were in the double bonus on both sides in that first half. Blake Class jogged in the front court. Fessler on him. Waller right side, blocking foul call. I think Fessler just asked to come out of the game. But he wouldn't have had to. I mean, it was his fourth foul, but he just straight up walked off as Rickenberg's jump shot from the near side comes up short.
Sure, he knew he had four fouls.
Yeah. Right, no, I know, but he's just I'm not sure Oliver knew. It was kind of an unusual exchange there, but it was another one of those questionable ones. I think Fessler was just frustrated with it as much as anything. He's been charged with a few of those tic-tac ones on the offensive end, and now we have a carry. What did we say at during the Glasgow tournament? Just keep us on schedule. Just keep it on schedule. Yeah. That's what.
Keep the games flowing. It had a nice flow at the end of that second quarter. There was a couple offensive fouls called, but you don't get free throws for those. So it actually had a pretty good flow at the last 3 or 4 minutes of that half.
Turnover here. Minute 40 played in the third. 29-28 Macon. Still a scoreless third quarter thus far. Near side Pickman. Hands off middle. Short shot. Heller clanks in.
Good ball movement to get the ball inside. A good job working through the defense and just really taking what they give you at that point.
Marceline back in front. Been a back and forth affair. Jordan Alber, West Rand graduate. Free sport guy for the Hornets. In search of his first head coaching win. Near corner three, Rickenberg, right rim. Volleyballed around, Dennett stays Macon. Right side, Hog set. Leaves, right block, layup, Waller, and Macon leads. That's that athleticism of Hog set. Waller gets the bucket, but Hog set attracted the entire Marceline defense in the paint.
And that was just a great move by someone who has, like you said, the athleticism to get to the basket. He could have easily put a layup up, but his pass gave Macon a higher percentage chance of making the basket.
Now Hogsett rebounds to miss three. And coast to the left block for a layup and a foul call. Been hearing a lot of let's go J-Mo chants. The Hogsett playing in full force today. Is Hogsett back to the line. And no surprise, he's there quite a bit with all that athleticism as his first one's too strong. Foul charge to the 5'9 senior Will Heller.
Already 14 fouls on Marceline.
And none on Macon, so that may play a factor as Hogsett seconds through. Near wing Heller. Bray helps on D. Dixon right block, layup tipped from Hogsett, who of course rebounds it too. And accelerates left block, layup deuce.
And, I mean, if Marceline were smart, they would try to contest him, but I think you just got to stay away. The way these officials are calling the games, any little touch, I think you're going to get called for a foul.
Malloy can't answer with a top of the key three, but an offensive rebound from Valdez. Dixon left side. Flips straight away. Now Malloy leaves for Heller, who dribbles behind the back. Waller on him. 4.5 to play third quarter. 34-30 make in and a blocking foul call. That is Bray's third. Right block Pickman over the shoulder short. Offensive rebound Pickman. Stays with Marceline. Left side, Heller floats it middle, tipped and taken. Rickenberg sprints, right block, layup short, but a foul call, then he'll head to the line.
Yeah, they got 5 team fouls, not even halfway through the first quarter of the second half. I think you want to be careful with that. If you're Marceline right now, because you just don't want to end this game sending Macon to the line multiple times. getting points with the clock stopped.
Malloy has four fouls now, too, and Kinberg swishes the first. Rickenberg, a freshman all-conference wide receiver, led the Tigers with a 500-yard season and four touchdowns. Extends the lead to 36-30. Waller, his quarterback, almost had an interception there and forces a travel as Valdez tried to get up with the basketball. Free throw line runner, Hogsett pops out, an offensive board. Waller right block. He may have traveled. He did. Possession to Macon, or to Marceline, pardon me.
Marceline's, they're still only within 6 points. They've struggled to find the basket as of late, but they're still very much in this. Only really a two-possession game if they can hit their threes.
Near side three opportunity here, no. Rebound and an over-the-back call. We're going to be shooting free throws real soon. Macon leads 3.5 third quarter. Rickenberg up top, swings near corner. Class wheels middle, throws right corner. Waller 15-footer, left rim offensive board, Rickenberg. And a reset. But the pass, errant, and Class forced to save it, but right to Marceline. Right block layup, Pickman back ironing in.
And those are the type of things Marceline needs to take advantage of, right? If you're going to get that turnover, you need to capitalize on it.
Waller right side, one hands middle, right block layup, Bray short, rebound Marceline. third quarter. Right block, Pickman, twist, kick out. Dixon near side. Hands off, reset. Straight away three, Heller, back iron. Far side, Hogs set the rebound. Sprints left side, scoops out. Near wing three, Rickenberg rattles in. And a full timeout for Macon. 39-32, the Tigers lead, 2:18 to play, third quarter. You're listening to 99.9 The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you have questions about your financial security?
Unsure about your retirement savings plan?
Wondering if your mortgage rate and plan are in your best interest?
Let Regional Missouri Bank help give you peace of mind.
Visit any of our six conveniently located branches and find out about residential, agricultural, or commercial loan rates. Offer of credit subject to credit approval.
Check out our CD rates and IRA agreement plans. Some restrictions may apply.
Regional Missouri Bank, where their customers are their priority. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business
banking. Marceline basketball, 39-32 at trails. 2:05 to play, third quarter. Valdez knocked out of bounds near side. 39-32. Dixon near side, over the head middle. Heller, left side, three-pointer swish. 39-35. Near corner, Rick and Burns.
So Macon right now, they need to be able to penetrate this 2-3 zone. I would imagine you want Hogstead in the middle. Right now it's Waller.
Well, Rickenberg buries a near wing three.
That's another way to break the zone, is just bury some three-point shots outside of it. And, I mean, if you're Marceline, having Hogstead in the middle is going to make you sag back a little bit more, which allows those three-point shots.
And Hogstead rebounds a Dixon miss. Barrels into the front court. Left block. Layup. Can't finish, but a foul. And two free throws.
Theoretically, Macon could probably just give the ball to Hogstead and every single time on the offense, and he's either going to get a basket or a foul.
You're not wrong.
But that's probably not something they're going to do. But I think they could theoretically do that. He's so aggressive in the way that he plays.
His second free throw for a 14-point short. Marceline with the rebound and in the front court. 43-35, it's deficit. 45 seconds, third quarter. Abelin needs help. Zips it middle. Tipped around, stays Marceline. Left block, layup. Dixon high off the window. Volleyballed, offensive board. Dixon short. Rebound Macon. Outlet left side, Rickenberg, open, chucks a three, hits.
That's his spot. He's hit a couple threes from the corner and from the wing on the left side. That's something you don't want to leave open.
He's got 16. 46-35 making it largest lead. 14 seconds, third quarter. And a travel. Watch out for this kid, Cross Country. Rickenberg, 16 points. He's already an all-conference football player. He's just a freshman. And we haven't seen him yet on the diamond, but they say he is a true Division I prospect. Hogstead misses the layup. Marceline rebounds. 3-2. And a 50-footer high off glass. 46-35. Macon leads after three. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMullenPro.com.
1. I said 1. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Fourth quarter action on Crest as we promptly welcoming you in with another foul call. 46-35, though, the lead for Macon. And it was a pretty up and down, exciting into the third quarter. Macon with its largest lead. Near side, Dixon. And another foul.
Interesting. Now it's 4 on Macon. Both teams are starting to even out on their team foul counts.
7 on Marceline. Abelin near wing. White leg sleeve. Rickenberg defends. Abelin probes. Circles near wing. Gray Nike shoes. One hands it up top. Left side, Devin Skinner in for the first time. Inside, outside dribble.
Marceline's been slowing things down a little bit here. They were rushing in the last quarter, but now really being patient.
One of the downsides of what happened when they rushed was it led to a lot of transition for Macon, as we have a fifth team foul on Macon, and this one produces free throws. That's the second foul on Hogsett as Skinner's all net on the first. Skinner, a 5'8 senior. Misses the second. Hogsett rebound. Knives into the front court. Right block layup. Lytle. Offensive foul on Hogsett on the pass before the layup attempt. Dale Devenport is just...
He just goes, are you kidding me? I mean, there's only so many offensive fouls that take place.
And I love Devin Porter. He's just like stone-faced there.
It's, you know, there's only so many offensive fouls that really happen in that instance. If there was an imaginary circle under the basket, the defender would have been in it. I mean, I've never seen this many offensive fouls called.
Near corner, Abelin, pump, attack, right block, layup drops. And suddenly it's 46-38 Macon, 6:40 to play. I'll tell you that talking to Dale Devenport off the air earlier today, as Lytle very well may have hopped on the catch, there's no such thing as a must-win fifth-place tournament game, but he feels his team really needs this one. And Rickenberg sinks a near-side jumper. They expected to be playing tonight, not today. Abelin near corner, dribbles into the danger zone, throws it off a leg out of bounds, and possession stays with Marceline.
That's a smart move. That's a lot of people don't think about doing that. If you're trapped in the corner, try to knock it off a defender. That's probably your best option. Try to force, instead of forcing a pass.
And another blocking foul called, and free throws. That's the third on class. Abelin's free throw, back iron. High bounce, rebound Waller. Hogsett maneuvers into the front court. Floats it far side. Swing class, right wing three, high arc, in and out. Offensive board Waller, right block, layup deuce. And a 30-second timeout for Macon. 50-38, the Tigers lead with a 5:45 to play. You're listening to Kirk and CentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Marceline basketball with a 50-38 deficit, 5:45 to play in its home tournament. Tigers were in the championship a couple of years ago and had a series of back-to-backs against Glasgow for the title. Glasgow has departed this tournament. They used to be a championship mainstay. Abelin behind the back, almost lost it out of bounds. Reset with Fessler, back into the game with four fouls. Left side step back jumper, banks home.
Pretty move. Got open space by himself, got the shot, it was good.
He is fine. Lytle ropes it near side, it stays Macon. Rickenberg up top. And the wiry freshman passes near wing. Bounce pass right side. Jump for Lytle. Back iron offensive board. Hot sets follow. Foul call. Then free throws ahead.
And that's the beauty of having someone like Jamison Hogsett, is you can have, you can get to the line whenever you want.
Hogsett with 13. He's been awfully active, yet it's almost a quiet night for his standards. Part of that due to his continued woes at the foul line. And the senior second short. Rebound Marceline with a 50-40 deficit, 4:45 to go. Fifth place game at the Marceline tournament. The Tigers of Marceline in their home whites, black numbers, gold trim. Heller left side, just off the Tiger paw. With Tigers lettered in gold. Left side, Valdez twirls. Throws near side. Back far side, Fessler. Abelin cuts to the left corner. Fessler, left elbow, jump shot short. Hogsett a rebound. The senior scampers front court. Bounce pass, right block, layup, title, gorgeous.
Wow.
What a find.
That was a gorgeous pass. Threading the needle there between three defenders on the run, and he hit him perfectly, too.
And it was Tanner Lytle, who's largely known as a shooter, on the receiving end of that. Left side three, Abelin can't answer. And a rebound, Lytle. Rolls it over a teammate before a travel. Hogsett left side, stops, pushes up too strong, out of control, and doesn't get the call. 3:40, fourth quarter, 52-40, Macon. Blocking foul up top and free throw.
Yeah, that's one of those fouls that doesn't need to be called. It might even honestly hurt Marceline here if they can't make both free throws, because they were on the run. They had the numbers. They were playing well in transition. So if you don't hit the two free throws here, that's almost a bad foul.
And Devonport and one of the younger officials really getting into it there over that call. And just like you said, that didn't work out to Marceline's benefit because the free throw was missed. And now a foul on Valdez. And a Hogsett heads the other way for free throws. And his first good. Jamison entered tonight at 61% at the line with 8.3 free throw attempts per game. And that is a colossal number for a 32-minute contest. He misses the second. Left side, Fessler loses it out of bounds and possession to Macon.
Now, if I'm Macon, I'm trying to run as much clock as I can at this point. And that's what Devonport is saying. Slow down. Wants to use as much clock as they can. You got 3.5 minutes. You could take, if you play it right, you can take 90 seconds off the clock here.
Which you shouldn't be allowed to do, but that's a conversation for another day. Frickenberg near corner. Three right rim. Almost went offensive board. Hogsett two.
Or you can score quickly. One of the two works.
If you shoot quickly, just make sure you score.
Right.
Near corner, jump shot, Pickman, that was tipped. Lytle gets credit with a block for that. Hogsett a rebound.
Now, Hogsett likes to run, so he may do this, but if he was smart, he would kick it out.
He takes the cue from Coach Wittenstein. Reset up top. Three for Waller, front rim. Hogsett keeps it alive, out of bounds, though, off of his right leg.
You know what I've been impressed with Rickenberg the most is, again, as we talked about, he's a freshman, but his ability to make the extra pass to an even more open player on his team has been really impressive. For someone who has the skill set that he does, being able to knock down an outside shot or even penetrate the way that he can, for him to be able to have that extra mindset to make that extra pass to an even more open teammate has been impressive.
He's a pretty strong young man. Not all that tall. I actually asked Dale Devonport earlier today, as Fessler's near side three is too strong, making rebounds. And a foul called on Fessler. That's five. And that's free throws.
And again, it's one of those things where I can see why they do that. But it doesn't affect the pace of play. He was still going to hold on to the ball whether he got bumped into or not.
I asked Devonport, though, what's Rickenberg's dad's height like? And he said, pretty standard, nothing too big, but that he hopes Rickenberg maybe sees a little bit more height. Yeah, if he can get to, 6 feet. Class gets to 57-40 making. Curious to know what he's like at the plate with that size. He's not that big of a guy, but we have a timeout on the floor. We'll take it to 57-40 making leads. Minute 53 to go on Kirk.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
We had a Marceline miss, and Hogsett did what Hogsett does and took it all the way to the tin for two. 59-40 is the lead, and we have a foul called. It's a block on Hogsett. That's four on him.
Luckily for them, it comes with a minute 21 remaining.
Luckily for them, not for us. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're insinuating?
I think they were trying to figure out if it was a one and one or two shots, but they figured out it's one and one.
And the verdict is one and one, and Wyatt Malloy gets the front end. His second in and out. Rebound Macon. Class into the front court. Throws right side for Lytle. Near wing, Rickenberg. Kicks near corner. Class bobbles. And dribbles up top. Crossover. Left block and a blocking foul called. Then two shots ahead. Class in the act. It would have been double bonus either way, but he'll get two. That's five on Malloy, so his day's now done, too. Class is first all net. And the second short offensive board, Hogsett, left block, layup top of the backboard, another foul called, and more free throws. And that is five on Pickman. So now three Marceline Tigers have fouled out. Hogsett's first, front rim, back rim, and through. 19 for Hogsett. And short and in an effort for 20. And a rebound, Marceline. Down 20. This was a one-point game at half. Right block layup, Heller pops out, rebound Hogsett.
See, now he can slow it down. There's no need to.
And a 30-second timeout for Macon. We'll take it too. 61-41. The Tigers lead. 37 seconds to go.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Marceline R5 School District are very proud of their Tigers and Lady Tigers. The student-athletes have put in many hours of long, hard practice in preparation for the basketball season. It's reflected year after year by the long-standing tradition of determination and striving to do their best. It's teamwork at its best, which also includes the coaches, cheerleaders, band, support staff, and all those involved in making each game possible. Go get them, Tigers!
Just 15 seconds to play. That was actually just a substitution-related timeout. So Macon could empty its bench. 6 seconds to play. It's up 61-41. Oddly enough, Macon will go 2-1 in this tournament and yet take fifth place because of the whole pool deal. So 61-41, Macon takes it. We'll step aside, come back, award our player of the game, all that fun stuff in just a moment on Kirk.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Oldham Monument of Marceline is family-owned and operated and takes pride in serving the Marceline and surrounding area. When it's time to order a monument, stop by Oldham Monument and let Amy E. Wigman show you their wide selection of monuments and memorials. Perhaps you need a special memorial, a marker, or a vase. Oldham Monument can design a memorial for any occasion. Oldham Monument is open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or after hours and on Saturdays by appointment. Oldham Monument, a proud supporter of the Marceline Tigers and Lady Tigers.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
We have Milan and Brookfield coming up on the girls' side. We'll run through our boys' totals, though. Jamison Hogsett with 19 for Macon. Blake Class with 10. Nash Waller with 10. Christian Rickenberg with 18. for the Marcellina Tigers. Luke Ablin at 13, Christopher Dixon at 3, Desmond Fessler at 5, Garrett Pickman with 6, Devin Skinner with 1, Wyatt Malloy 7, Will Heller 5, Carlos Valdez with 1. They're next at Harrisburg as Marceline falls to 0-11. Macon is 5-7. It has Kirksville coming up next. We'll step aside again, and then we'll award that player of the game we promised you. And then up next, it will be Milan and Brookfield for the girls' third place on Kirk.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Welcome back to Marceline High School. It's getting set for the girls' third place game, Brookfield and Milan, but we do have to name our player of the game for this one, for the Macon Marceline boys' fifth place game. And it is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And we're going to give it to the freshman, Christian Rickenberg, finished with 18 points today. He was second on the team in scoring. Hawkson had 19, but Rickenberg just did a tremendous job both on the court with the ball in his hands and facilitating at the same time. And he's going to be someone Big Cake Country needs to look out for. Only a freshman again this season. He's got three more solid years, already an all-conference player on the football field. He's going to be one of these important bench players for Macon. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe he'll even get a start for a couple of these games. Macon's certainly a team that can make a run in the postseason. Certainly a surprise that they were playing in this fifth-place game instead of the championship tonight. But that is how the cards fell for them. But again, Christian Rickenberg, our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs. Auto, home, and life. And again, this game has been brought to you in part by ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Shannon Ray, your local shelter insurance agent, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, and Long Branch Trophies and Awards, all of Macon. We'll take one more quick break, be back with final thoughts, and look towards the next game. All next on Kirk.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, VF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at ricksserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alongside Ben Wittenstein, as we've got Milan and Brookfield for a girls' third place game, and then it'll be the Brookfield and South Shelby boys coming up next, and then we've got our girls' title between Macon and Marceline. How are you, Ben?
Doing well. Excited for some more basketball. We got four more games.
There you go. Riley Sincinic, one of the stars for Brookfield. Let's run through our all-tournament team, in fact, as it relates to this game. We've got Miley Sincinic for Brookfield, Kathy Kennard. Also in this game, Mylan's Jordan Gray and Katie Pauley. Mylan in its green jerseys, yellow numbers, some black trim. Brookfield, its home whites, blue numbers, and maybe a tint of black trim there as well. Mylan left to right, Brookfield right to left. The ball is up, Ben, in the hands of the Lady Wildcats. Near side, pass near wing, three-pointer is well short for Evelyn Castro. But it stays with Mylan. Katie Pauley, the aforementioned all-tournament player. It's loose and it stays with Mylan. Tali Gray with her first touch. She's a move-in from Schuyler County. Left block, layup short, rebound Brookfield.
She's scrappy too. She's good at getting to the basket.
Yeah, her mother took a new job. Didn't want to make the commute, can't blame them. So they're in the Mylan district now. Far side out of bounds, stays with Brookfield. Forty-five seconds played, we're still scoreless. Nathan Simler, the head man for the Lady Wildcats, watches on in the far corner, out of bounds baseline, possession stays Brookfield. Meanwhile, Tony Fairchild, the undisputed best coach in Meadville Lady Eagles history, now the head coach at Brookfield for the second year. Minute played, we're scoreless. Right corner three for Sincinic, drains it.
Good ball movement by Brookfield. That's something you want to establish early is everyone touches the ball, everyone keeps moving and keeping the defense on their toes. Something you like.
Near side three doesn't answer from Pauly. And a long rebound, Brookfield. Outlet far side, Sincinic right block, layup short. Tipped up offensive board, second try, Sincinic with five early points.
And the good thing there, Brookfield continuing to collapse on the board. Everyone going after the rebound.
Five nothing, Brookfield.